for 25 years, I thought he was in B.C., working with his brother, his twin. No one told me any different until my mom passed away, and I found all the papers in her trunk, all about him. No one told me because I was in business, and my mom, I guess, was a bit ashamed to tell me, and she never even opened those brown envelopes. They were still sealed. She couldn't read them. She was grade 3 education, raised 10 children or 9 children. So Chris and I went through all the papers, and we decided this is not good. This is not right. So we put it all together, and Romeo kept phoning us every day at 1 o'clock, and we would put everything together. And then the phone call became too expensive, so we told him to write everything down from day one, or before the what happened, until 5 years later, which he did. And we put it all together, and then we sent it out. And the Innocent Project picked it up. Diane Martin. And Anna. And then this is how it all started. I was so happy when I heard from Diane Martin. I was like a kid in a candy store. Finally, someone listened.